skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Who's looking for a better deal? Well, Cousin Sub's $10 meal deals just got better. Available online only. Order your 7.5-inch meal deal today and upgrade it with a large fountain beverage, large fry, regular shake, or regular Wisconsin cheese curds. Prices vary by item from $1 to $2 a piece. Make it better and make it your own way. Now that's a better deal. For further details or to order, go to CousinsSubs.com or on the mobile app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Available online at participating locations only. Offer subject to change without notice.
Kyle Leahy takes over for the Cardinals. They lead the Brewers 3-1 in the seventh, but Frelich at second with nobody out, and Rhys Hoskins coming up. Face the right-hander Leahy. First pitch, tried to check on a high. That was a fastball or a breaking ball, but he committed on it, went around. Home plate umpire Trip Gibson didn't need an appeal. He says strike one on a swing. Leahy's had a great start to his second season with the Cardinals. 0-1. Down and away. That time Rhys lays off. 1-1. Over his first 13 outings, no wins or losses, but a 1.72 ERA. He's only given up 3 runs and 4 hits in 15 and 2-thirds innings. Pitch just missed a little outside and low. 2-1 on Hoskins. So this guy's been as good as anybody in the Cardinal bullpen, and that includes the great closer, Ryan Helsley. Leahy's been the setup man. 2-1. Hoskins lines it hard in the left field. That's a base hit. Oh, he smoked it. Frelich at first was going back to second base in case that ball got caught. It didn't. So Sal only makes it as far as third on a ringing single by Rhys Hoskins, and the Brewers have him on the corners with nobody out. A rude greeting of Kyle Leahy. And here comes Isaac Collins for his second at-bat of the game. The tying runners are aboard. Again, for Leahy, that's only the fifth hit he's permitted this season in almost 16 innings pitched. Collins came in for the injured Garrett Mitchell back in the fourth. He's 0-for-1. Pitch by Leahy, swung on and fell back into the screen. He had one to hit. Middle fastball. Took a pretty good swing. The last 10 games now that Collins has appeared in, he's only 1-for-18. No time like the present to change that. Frelich at third belongs to Liberatore. Hoskins at first. 0-1 pitch, swung on it again, fouled back. Breaking ball hit over the screen, and it's nothing in two. Liberatore goes 6 innings plus a batter, gave up 5 hits, didn't walk anybody. And he struck out 4. He was finished after 89 pitches. 3-1 St. Louis. Leahy set, 0-2 pitch. Down low and blocked by the catcher, Páez. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
The Brewers threatening in the seventh. Runners on the corners, nobody out. 1-2 pitch is low on Isaac Collins. 2-2 from Kyle Leahy, along with Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Josh Maurer from St. Louis. First meeting of the year between these Central Division rivals, and the Brewers trying to come from behind. Frelich at third, Hoskins first. The 2-2 pitch, low on a slider. And from 0-2, Collins patiently has worked the full counts. This is the bottom portion of the Brewers order. Joey Ortiz is in the on-deck circle. We'll see whether or not they're going to start Hoskins. I wouldn't think so. Leahy ready. Runner holds, and the pitch is low. He walked him. A curveball. And it's the bases loaded with nobody out. What do you know about that for Isaac Collins? Quickly behind a couple of strikes against the tough right-hander Leahy, and he takes four in a row out of the zone. Walk right in, says Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And instead of Joey Ortiz, Pat Murphy's going to his bench here. It's going to be Jake Bowers grabbing a bat to pinch hit. What an opportunity here for the Brewers. Timeout called to talk about the pinch hitter Bowers and how they're going to attack him. Catcher Páez is going out to visit with Leahy. First two batters have reached against him. This will be a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. Dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. Ortho ASAP walk to Isaac Collins. Walk right in, says Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Well, we're going to find out just how large over the course of this game and the grand scheme of things that dropped foul pop-up by Arenado was. But at the moment, it looks like it could be massively big. And he caught Frelick's pop, which was a pretty routine play for him. It would have been one out in this inning and nobody on base. But then Frelick had extra life, and he ultimately doubled. That knocked out Liberatore, and then it's gone single walk against Leahy. And here comes Jake Bowers to pinch hit for Joey Ortiz. Now, Bowers had a great series in San Francisco. Over the last three games, he was 5-for-10 with a home run. On the season, hitting .276. Left-handed hitter, ready to go the pitch. Swung on, grounded very softly to second base. That'll get a run in and get the other runners over. Fielded by Donovan. Underhand throw to first for the out on Bowers. But a job well done. It's a 3-2 ball game as scoring from third is Frelick. Give the pinch hitter a run batted in. Hoskins, the tying runs to third. Collins, the potential go-ahead run into scoring position at second base. And here comes the kid who played his college baseball down the road at Washington University, Caleb Durbin. Infield is up. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball hit to short. Runner not breaking for the plate. Winfields and throws out Durbin. Biggest out of the game. Well, they brought him in, and it was an easy two-hopper to the Cardinals shortstop. Then the contact play with Hoskins being the runner at third was not on. And frankly, if he had gone to the plate, he would have been a dead duck.
He would have been out. You're thinking this is a great setup because Durbin's a guy that puts the ball in play, right? He's only struck out once in his week in the big leagues, and that's what you want to do in that spot is put the ball in play, but he just hit it right at him.
Now we'll get another mound visit here as the batter is going to be Bryce Terang. There is a left-hander ready in the bullpen. It's Jojo Romero, but they're going to stick with the right-hander Leahy to face Terang. So now it'll take something with two outs from Bryce to get the tying and or go-ahead runners home. 3-2 Cardinals in the seventh. Tarango for three, and the pitch. Way outside, ball one. A little surprised they wouldn't have gone to Romero here. Although Bryce can hit lefties too. Hoskins at third, Collins at second. The 1-0 pitch. Low, it's 2-0. The other thing the Cardinals could have discussed, maybe a pitch around Terang as hot as he's been coming in. But then you've got Churio on deck. 3-2 St. Louis. The 2-0 pitch. Taken for a strike. Right at the knees of the slider. Good pitch. Can Bryce come up big in the seventh? Leahy's 2-1. Way outside on a curveball, 3-1. It's a hitter's count. It's possible Terang's going to go play shortstop maybe after this inning. We'll see how they elect to realign the defense, having pinch hit for Joey Ortiz, or he could just take Bowers completely out of the game and put in Vinny Capra. Not worried about that now. 3-1 pitch in there. Inside corner with a changeup from Leahy. It's a strike. And a full count on Bryce Terang. Runners lead from second and third. And the biggest pitch of the game forthcoming thus far. Terang will use his timeout before Leahy delivers it. The third leading hitter in the National League is in the box. Terang versus Leahy, 3-2, two out. And now the pitch, swung on and flied into center. Backing up on it is Scott, but he's got a play. Moving into the gap in left center, Victor Scott catches it. And somehow, someway, Leahy keeps the lead for the Cardinals. That was huge. Brewers got one unearned run, but they got second and third, one out. Couldn't get the tying run home. We go to the bottom of the seventh, 3-2 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil. At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Guys?
It's
life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Well, the Brewers got one, but that's all they get. They trail the Cardinals still 3-2 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. And Craig Yoho will stay in the game on the mound. He got two outs in the sixth, and he'll face Mason Winn. The bottom of the seventh, first pitch. That's pumped in knee high, a fastball, strike one. Brewers elected to take the pinch hitter. Jake Bowers just right out of the game, and Vinny Capra is now playing shortstop. 0-1 pitch. Outside on a breaking ball, 1-1. So Bowers gets the one at bat, gets an RBI, and gets to take a shower. Capra batting eighth. Win is 1-for-2. 1-1 pitch. Taken high, 2-1. Cardinals led 3-0 after the first five. Brewers have gotten the next two runs, though. The 2-1 pitch. Wynn swings, loses his balance as he fouls it into the screen, and he tumbles into the dirt. That's what that Craig Yoho changeup can make you do. You look foolish in the box. 2-2. Wynn started the two-run rally in the fifth with a one-out single, and then he had a big stolen base in the middle of that inning. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Blew the fastball right on by him, Craig Yoho. One gone in the seventh, ortho ASAP, strikeout number one for him. Start healing faster, meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Seventh inning stretch was presented by Island Resort and Casino. Sweetgrass and Sage Run golf courses open in May. There's Lars Nootbaar, been on twice. He'll take the changeup low and in. You can take advantage of the Island's early season stay and play package rates through May 23rd. Nootbaar had the big RBI single off of Tyler Alexander in the fifth. And now he takes a strike with a changeup right at the knees, 1-1. It's been a good game, well pitched. Liberatore ends up giving just one unearned run up in his six innings for the Cards. 1-1, change up inside to Nootbaar, who is about as patient as any batter in the National League. He's not going to chase out of the zone often. 2-1. Walked to lead off the ball game in the bottom of the first anyway. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That changeup fooled him. It was a land strike, and he looked foolish chasing after it. Way out in front. 2-2. Yo-ho deals. Swung on and tipped foul. Just got a piece of the change, and it hit off of Contreras behind the plate.
Now you watch these changeups. I don't know how people get the bat to it at all. It is falling off a table.
Even if you're looking for the pitch.
I mean, I think you have to go up there looking for it. That's what makes his 93-94.
2-2 outside on the change. Full count on Nootbaar.
So impressive. Because it's not... That four-seamer, it has a lot of run on it, too. You know, that's not a straight pitch either. And he can run it up there even mid-90s if he really wants to.
The 3-2 pitch. Lined into right for a base hit. Got the changeup. It was in the strike zone, and Nootbaar pulls it in front of Churio for a one-out single. That's why major league hitters are the best on the planet. Nootbaar is on for the third time today. 2-for-3 with a walk, and here comes Wilson Contreras. Cardinals would love some insurance. They lead 3-2 in the home seventh inning. Hey, don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for only $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. GeorgeWebb.com has the locations and details. Now Wilson takes outside ball one. Doubled over the head of Churio his last time up. That also was off of Tyler Alexander. 1-for-3. 1-0 pitch. Dropped the changeup in over the outside corner, did Yoho. Grant Anderson throwing in the bullpen. Yoho's at 28 pitches. 1-1 pitch, very high. Back pick throw, that's close, but safe. Diving back in is Nootbaar, just barely. Hoskins almost got him out there on the tag. Brewers thinking about a challenge. They will not. Pat Murphy had to wait for his folks in the video room to tell him whether or not Nootbaar was safe, and he just got back. 2-1 on Wilson Contreras. Now the pitch. Chopped softly, foul up the third baseline, 2-2.
I actually think the throw beat him. I don't know that Reese ever actually tagged him. Might have got him on the helmet after he gotten back to the bag, but if he is able to get him on the hands on the way in, they almost sweep the tag ahead of that.
One out in the inning, 2-2 pitch. Hit on the ground to shortstop. Hard hit right in the breadbasket of Capra. Throws to second one. Terang relay, 2. Double play. Oh, that was a bullet, but it's a 6-4-3 twin killing that ends the inning. And Yoho, an inning and two-thirds scoreless. That was at 113 miles an hour. Might have left an indent in Vinny Capra's glove. We go to the eighth. 3-2 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers. A non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University, Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students. students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Cardinals go back into the bullpen with veteran right-hander Phil Maton after Kyle Lahey somehow kept the lead in the seventh. It remains 3-2. St. Louis up one. And for the eighth inning, here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. Jackson Churio to lead things off for the crew. Maton brings home the first pitch, and Jackson takes high. It's 1-0. Maton, a Met last year, pitched in Milwaukee in that wild card series. And the guy at the plate took him deep in game two of that wild card series. 1-0 pitch. He is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Famously.
Very famously. In that eighth inning, Garrett Mitchell did the same. Brewers took the lead. Brewers won the game and forced game three. 1-1 on Churio. Maton brings home the pitch, and Jackson a liner into right. That is going to be caught by Walk. No, he didn't catch it. He trapped it in the grass and kept it in front of him. Walker thought he caught it, but first base umpire Ryan Blakeney went out there and indicated he did not catch it. The Cardinals seeing if they want to challenge it. It looked like to us that he caught it, but Ollie Marmol will not challenge. So Walker really made a great effort at that one. I thought he was going to come up with it. He's lucky he kept it in front of him. And it's a base hit for Jackson Churio. We get a look at the replay here. Oh, man. Slim margin, but it did. It hit the grass. That's a really nice call by Ryan Blakeney, the first base umpire. Leadoff man aboard. Churio gets his lead. Yelich climbs into the box. Maton brings home the pitch, and Yelich takes a strike at the letters. It's 0-1. So Jackson likes hitting against Phil Maton. We've established that. And that is the tying run over at first base here in the top of the eighth inning. Brewers trying to make their hay against Maton here in the eighth before Helsley comes into the ninth. The pitch is high, and it's 1-1 on Yelich. Yelich is 2-for-3 with an RBI in this game. He's had a very good road trip. Maton looks over his shoulder. 3.09 ERA on the season so far. And a swing and a miss. Yelich a little late on a cutter that was up. And it's 1-2 on Yelich. William Contreras in the on-deck circle. This is certainly the inning to get the job done if you're the crew. You've got the right guys up. Maton comes set now, spins and throws to first, and Churio is back in time. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, wisconsin.org, and feel the power. The 1-2 to Yelich. Swung on and fouled back into the net, and it stays at 1-2. $24,437 tonight. They've seen a very good baseball game so far. Brewers trying to complete a comeback. They trailed 3-0. It's currently 3-2 in the eighth. Churio at first, nobody out. And here's the 1-2 to Yelich. Way outside, it's 2-2. That was the curveball that time from Maton. Maton, the third pitcher used here in this game by Ollie Marmol. Working out of the stretch. 2-2 pitch. Yelich, a fly ball into shallow center. That's going to be the shortstop, Wynn, who drifts back in a couple of steps. Both feet on the outfield grass as he makes the catch for the first out. One away, and now here's William Contreras. William is 0-for-3 tonight. Just three hits on this road trip so far for Contreras. Churio, lead from first. The pitch inside. It's 1-0. Brewers have not really shown a want to in terms of running on Páez, the Cardinals catcher. 1-0 pitch is a liner into right center field and down for a hit. Churio turns second, on his way to third. Here's Scott's throw to third. It's not in time. What a great read by Jackson Churio, as he was thinking first to third immediately as that ball rocketed off the bat of William Contreras at 110 miles an hour. It is a single for Contreras, and the Brewers have him on the corners now for Sal Frelick. That ball was smoked by William.
His brother just a few minutes ago hit one 113, so he said, I got to try to catch him, and he almost did. Man, what a swing.
So the tying run 90 feet away. The go-ahead run is on base. And now here's Frelick, who started up that rally in the seventh inning with the double against Liberatore. Maton brings home the pitch, and Sal took outside. It's 1-0. Sal now a 21-game on-base streak, trying to at least get Churio home here. So important to get that run at third base home and try to get this game even. Brewers have Grant Anderson and Jared Kena getting loose in their bullpen. Maton, the 1-0. That is a strike on the outside edge with a cutter, and it's 1-1. Sal, one of the best at putting the ball in play for the crew. That's the other good news. So important in these situations to try to get the ball in play and get that run home. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Swung over the top of a curveball, and it's 1-2. Great night here in St. Louis for a Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, a refreshing white beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor of the moment. On the corners with one away for Frelick. 1-2 pitch. Sal pulls one foul down the right field line and out of play. Got a curveball again. That time he yanked it foul, and it stays at 1-2. You've got the red-hot Rhys Hoskins in the on-deck circle. Again, this is the grouping to get it done with for the crew here in this eighth inning. Maton, the 1-2 pitch, rolled foul up the first baseline. And again, it'll stay at a ball and two strikes. Good battle going on between Maton and Frelick so far. This will be the sixth pitch of the at bat. As Maton looks in. 1-2 pitch. Fouled back into the net. Got a cutter at the top of the zone and fouled it straight back. And the at bat. And the battle continues. Sal, a big, deep breath and an exhale. Laser focus in his eyes as he looks out at Maton. Long hold. And the 1-2 pitch. Way inside. It swept him off of his feet. Frelick hits the deck, and it's two balls and two strikes. And a great job by Páez to catch that, because that saved a run for St. Louis. This will be the eighth pitch of this battle. Maton looking in. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball into the Cardinals dugout first base side. So another foul ball. And this is turning into quite a battle between Maton and Frelick. Frelick just not blinking. Fouling everything off that's close. Two balls and two strike is the count. Maton brings home the pitch, and a chopper on the left side, fielded by Arenado, throws home, and they got him. Cherio thought he got underneath of it. That's a tremendous play by Arenado. Had to go to his glove side. His momentum's taking him towards first base and had to almost throw across his body home. And how he made an accurate throw to get Cherio at the plate, I'll never know. Pat Murphy says we are not challenging. That is a huge play in this game. As big of a mistake as Arenado made in the seventh inning, he made a play that I'm not sure there's another third baseman that makes that play in baseball. He had to throw off the wrong foot home and cut down a very speedy runner in Cherio and make a great throw to give Páez the chance to do it, and he did it. So now two outs, first and second, and Hoskins is the batter as Frelick at first on the fielder's choice. Off the bat, you thought that was going to be enough to get Cherio home. You really did. Shows you what great defense can do. So now it's up to Hoskins with two outs. The pitch is down and away with a curveball. It's 1-0. And if you're Maton, I don't know that you want to put the tying run at third base, but I think you're probably careful with Hoskins. With Isaac Collins in the on-deck circle and as hot as Hoskins has been. 1-0 pitch. And Reese committed to a sweeper down and away. And it's 1-1. I would be surprised if Reese got much to hit here. Not that Maton will pitch totally around him, but I can't imagine he's going to get anything down the middle. 1-1. That missed down and away with a sweeper. And it's two balls and one strike. It's been all breaking balls so far to Hoskins, and none of them have been in the zone. He just happened to commit to the second pitch. Contreras at second. Frelick with good speed at first. 2-1 is low with a sinker, and it's three balls and one strike. And Maton hasn't shown any interest in coming after Hoskins here. Here's the 3-1, and a swing and a miss at a sinker. Might have been the best pitch that Hoskins was going to get in this year's bat. It's pretty close to being a strike on the inside edge. Hoskins kind of a half-hearted swing and a miss, and it's 3-2. And now he's going to take his time out. Brewers only have Eric Haas left on their bench. Capra, Bowers, Collins all have been used tonight off the bench. Aaron Mitchell left this game with left oblique tightness early on. Maton, 3-2 pitch. There go the runners in a swing and a miss. He committed to a curveball way off the plate. Hoskins strikes out, slams his helmet in frustration. Now Maton got out of it. Brewers had a threat. But they strand a pair of runners in the top of the eighth inning. To the bottom of eight we go. St. Louis leads it 3-2 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Well, the Cardinals still leading 3-2. Brewers have had multiple threats in the seventh and eighth innings, and also going back to the sixth inning as well, but now trying to hold it at a one-run deficit is Grant Anderson, who takes over on the mound. And the first pitch to Brendan Donovan is in there for a strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. Anderson's 0-1 pitch is a ground ball up the middle. Diving stop by Capper behind the bag. Gets to his feet and throws to first, and he got him. Nice play by Vinny Capra, showing some range and a little bit of arm strength to take what looked like could be a hit away from Brendan Donovan back up the middle. He was shaded back up the middle, was Vinny Capra, but that's a nice play behind Grant Anderson for Vinny. So here's Nolan Arenado, who made one of the better plays I've seen this year defensively in the top half of the inning. Pitch missed outside. It's 1-0. That was a harder play than probably most will realize. 1-0 pitch. Sweeper missed inside. It goes to 2-0 on Arenado. Arenado's 1-for-3 tonight. Base hit back in the fourth inning. A 3-2 Cardinals lead here in the bottom of the eighth. Swing and a miss at the sweeper down and away, and it's 2-1. Anderson's 2-1 pitch. Stared at a sinker right through there for a strike, and it's 2-2. Nolan Gorman in the on-deck circle for St. Louis. Ryan Helsley, their fabulous closer here for the Cardinals, is getting loose. 2-2 is a liner right to Vinny Capra, who makes the catch. And there's two away. Well, nothing goes with baseball like a Usinger brat does. It's the perfect meal for a ball game, especially when it's served with your favorite award-winning Pine River cheese spread, Wisconsin's best. And how about some of that Cedar Crest ice cream, or the delicious custard, or the Josh and Lane flavors of vegetable ice cream? Always a hit. Pitch to Nolan Gorman. He's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
I guess I might try it with Cedar Crest.
The 0-1. In there with a strike, and it's 0-2. Just veggie dip flavor ice cream. How about that? Anderson trying to work a 1-2-3 inning. He's got Gorman down 0-2 with two outs and nobody on. Brings home the pitch, and he missed high. It's 1-2. Anderson has been one of those kind of unknown arms that come out of spring training and all of a sudden just emerge. 1-2 is found back into the net. It stays at 1-2. And the next thing you know, they're getting big outs for you in the seventh or eighth inning. Jared Koenig was that way a year ago. Brian Hudson was a little bit that way. Grant Anderson has been that way so far this year for the crew. 1-2 pitch. And a sweeper missed down and in. They appeal to third. And Marvin Hudson says he didn't go around. It's 2-2. Gorman is 0-for-2. Drove in a run on a sack fly back in the fourth. Anderson's 2-2 pitch. Missed down and away with a sweeper. It goes full now. At 3 balls and 2 strikes on Gorman. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Contreras, who holds on. An ortho ASAP strikeout for Anderson, and a 1-2-3 eighth for Grant Anderson. Well, last chance for the crew. We go to the ninth. Ryan Helsley coming on for the Cardinals. It's 3-2 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You know that little pain in your tooth? The one you've been hoping will go away? That one you'd have checked out if only you had dental insurance. Yeah, that's probably a cavity. And no, it won't just go away. Left untreated, that little pain can become a big pain with a big cost. And if you don't have dental insurance, we have a solution. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% on quality care from WDA dentists you can trust. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 4/30/2025.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Well, we go to the top of the ninth inning. Ryan Helsley, the Cardinals closer, is on for St. Louis. Big-time velo. He was one of the best closers in baseball a season ago. And he will get Isaac Collins to lead off for the crew, trailing by a run. His ninth appearance of the year, 2.25 ERA for Helsley. First offering, and Collins rips one to right. Walker on the run. He's not going to get there. It drops in front of him, and Isaac Collins got a first pitch slider at 92 and rips it into right field for a leadoff single. So a good start for the crew. They've got their leadoff man aboard for the third consecutive inning. And now here's Vinny Capra. Capra, first at bat of this contest, came in defensively late in this game. 3-2 pitch, squaring to bunt. And he takes low with a slider. It's 1-0. The scoreboard right now says one ball, two strikes, and two outs. I mean, the only thing they got right is one ball. 3-2 Cardinals here in the ninth. Now they get it reset. They heard me. The 1-0 pitch. And Capra took a generous strike from Trip Gibson. 96. That was outside. Should be 2-0, but it's 1-1. Just trying to get this thing to the top of the order against Helsley if you can. 1-1, and Capra ground ball to short. Could be two. Wynn flips to second for one. On to first in time. Wilson Contreras did a good job holding the bag. And it's a 6-4-3 double play. And just like that, a promising start to the ninth has slipped away. And there's two outs, nobody on. And the last chance for the crew is Caleb Durbin. It doesn't always look real smooth at first base for Wilson Contreras. His footwork not always maybe textbook, but he's done a good enough job to hold the bag in some of those scenarios tonight. So here's Caleb Durbin. Helsley, first pitch is a slider that missed high, and it's 1-0. Helsley looking in. The 1-0 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. And it's 1-1. He got a fastball. Only 98 that time from Helsley. I can't remember a time he only threw a fastball 98. It was up and out of the zone, and Durbin took a big hack at it. The 1-1. Durbin flinched at a slider down and away, didn't offer. And it's two balls and one strike. Just trying to get this inning to Terang and get the top of this order to the plate with a shot. Trailing by a run here in the ninth for the crew. 2-1. Swung on and fouled back. He got a slider at 88. Went down to one knee on the swing and fouled it back into the net, and it's 2-2. feet, all 24,000 plus on this Friday night in St. Louis. Two balls and two strikes on Durbin. Helsley brings home the pitch. And a fly ball into center, but playable. Scott measures it, comes in, makes the catch. And the inning and the game is over. Cardinals win it 3-2 in the series opener here tonight in St. Louis. We're back to tell you about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup? Troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the best at arm wrestling? Well, time to put your money where your mouth is. It's another new Wisco 411 brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Saturday, April 26th, starting at 8 a.m., is the Wisconsin State Arm Wrestling Championships and Expo in Oshkosh. And this is for everyone, all ages, kids, special abilities, women's, amateurs, men's. So if you think you have what it takes, sign up, try it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton and AM 1100.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Well, Josh, Brewers had opportunities late in this one. Opportunities aplenty, in fact. But come up just short here tonight.
Yeah, I'll go over this in our Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show, Lane. But it feels like these last three losses in a row, every one of them's gotten kind of more frustrating, more heartbreaking at the end of them because of those opportunities. And the Brewers lose 3-2 tonight. In the seventh and eighth innings, they had the tying run at third with one out, couldn't get them in. 3-9-1 for St. Louis, 2-9-1 for the Brewers. The win goes to Matthew Liberatore, gives up two runs, one earned in six innings plus. To beat the Brewers, he's 2-2. Chad Patrick takes the loss, falls to 1-2. And Ryan Helsley got that big double play ball in the ninth inning and ends up with his fourth save in five opportunities this season. Time of the game, 2 hours, 29 minutes in front of 24,437. It was a beautiful night here in St. Louis. We've got two day games coming up, Saturday and Sunday, so we've got sunshine and baseball coming your way all weekend, and Lane will preview game two after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfair Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers regular season home games. Admission is free. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Purveya Health, Dr. Led, specializing in you.
Drum roll, please!
Carb Bliss is here with refreshing new flavors.
Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carb Bliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in-store wherever Carb Bliss is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why Bliss is more with Carb Bliss.
It's been well over 100 years since Abner Doubleday invented the game that would become America's pastime. About that same time in Milwaukee, a young Frederick Usinger was perfecting some old world sausage recipes. Now, nearly 150 years later, both are still going strong. Some things are just too good to tinker with. The perfect game and the ideal food to go with it. This summer, enjoy America's best, Usingers and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything, but the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman's?
Hi, we're the Woodman's.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Well, that is going to do it for the game broadcast here tonight in St. Louis. Tough loss for the crew, but we'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon. On Deck Show, built by Menards, will get underway at 12:40. The game will follow at 1:15. Brewers and Cardinals, Quinn Priester will be on the mound for the crew. It'll be Sonny Gray for St. Louis. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, and I'm inviting you to stay tuned because Josh Maurer has the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show coming right up. Again, the final score here tonight, Cardinals 3 and the Brewers 2. Have a great rest of your Friday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
At Potawatomi, where ways to win are endless, another chance to capture epic cash and prizes comes Friday, June 27th. It's the season finale blockbuster drawings. Watch your entries from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, and Boundless Bounty come together for drawings where $300,000 in cash and prizes is there for the taking. Be there to win your share. June 27th only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info online. Must be 21 years old to play.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Well, the Brewers have lost three in a row, and they've all been somewhat excruciating, to be honest with you. Oh, two in San Francisco, now the opener of this divisional series. A weekend set in St. Louis, final 3-2. Milwaukee, the tying run at third, with one out in the seventh, couldn't get him home. And then with one out in the eighth, couldn't get him home either. And they end up losing by one to St. Louis in the first meeting of the season between the clubs. Welcome to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Potawatomi Sportsbook in Milwaukee has dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. Coming up in just a bit, we'll get into the Central Division scoreboard and later on the highlight recap of this one-run defeat for the Brewers. They still have a long way to go on this road trip. In fact, five more games. Five in, five to go on the longest road trip of the season. Next homestand, brought to you by Visit Milwaukee, begins a week from tonight against the Cubs. Make it a double play in Milwaukee. Catch a Brewers game and then check out the Milwaukee Film Festival, which is running through May 8th. Learn more at visitmilwaukee.org. Handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. Looking forward to that Milwaukee Film Festival. Cool stuff. Let's get to the nuts and bolts of this game. Brewers trailed 3-0, and then they got a run in the fifth. Beg your pardon, they got a run in the sixth, finally against Matthew Liberatore. Then they got a run in the seventh and had second and third, one out. But there were two huge plays in this game, in my estimation. They were each grounders. Second and third, one out in the seventh. Caleb Durbin grounded out to short with the infield in, so the tying run couldn't score, and then Bryce Durang flew out. Then in the eighth, tying run to third with one out again. This time it was Churio at third, and it was Frelick batting, and another ground ball to the left side. Frelick grounds it to Nolan Arenado, who makes a great play and throws out Churio at home. And again, that tying run does not score in an inning. Brewers can't do anything against Ryan Helsley in the ninth. They end up falling by a final score of 3-2. When we come back to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show, we'll go into the scoreboard. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the Ideas Gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At Understood.org, we know that parents want to help, especially when their child has questions like,
why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone?
We provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit Understood.org/the reason to get started.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Hockey on YouTube.
3-2, St. Louis holds on to win the series opener at Busch Stadium on a Friday night. Welcome back to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. For every Milwaukee home run that's hit, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Brewers haven't hit one during this three-game losing streak. They've got 25 on the season, which means OAW has donated $2,500 to Hunger Task Force, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Before we go into the scoreboard, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Well, the Brewers lose by one here, and they lose another game in the divisional standings to the Cubs. Chicago's playing otherworldly right now. Colin Ray helped shut out the Philadelphia Phillies at Wrigley in the series opener earlier this afternoon. That was a 4-0 final score. Ray, five innings of work, and the bullpen finished off the shutout of the struggling Phillies. Cubs are now 6-1 on their current homestand against three tough teams, the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, and the Phillies. And they are four games ahead of the Brewers in the Central. That's a season-high deficit for Milwaukee. Philadelphia's lost five in a row. Fun game tonight going on at Chavez Ravine as the Dodgers are back home. They're facing Paul Skeens and the Pirates with Yoshinobu Yamamoto on the mound. And it's 1-0 Pittsburgh. They scored in the first inning against Mr. Yamamoto. And it's Skeens thus far with two scoreless innings against Shohei and the Dodgers. Pirates just won a series against the Angels before they got to Chavez Ravine. Time for the home run distance recap. The longest home run hit by a member of the crew this season was Christian Yelich in Colorado a couple of weeks ago. 465 estimated feet. The home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Brewers fall 3-2. We'll get you the highlight recap coming up after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under